softball final, Alta Aurelia 13-1 in four innings over Pocahontas area. To my right, the Warrior skipper, Dave Turnquist. Offense was on fire. Dave, 9 hits, 13 runs, 9 in that third inning was the big difference maker.
It was. The big bomb by Jess got us going. And what really is working well for us now is get on base and the base running. They take advantage of every mistake or every hesitation, and that's what really keeps us going.
Yeah, you certainly did. Stole 3 bases and took the extra base. Brittany getting a triple, legging that one out, taking the extra base there, and Lily catching him napping, coming off a third with that stolen, another stolen base he had there, actually. So 4 on the night, really doing little things on the base paths this season, and that's going to pay big dividends down the line, hopefully.
Exactly. It's experience is now kicking in. You know, last year we had sophomores and then first year experience at varsity. And now if you do a year, now you get some confidence of doing those plays. And, you know, one thing we never do is get mad at our base runners if they do a headsy play and maybe they get out. But this way, it keeps them aggressive. And so we always want our base runners to be aggressive.
Abby is getting all out via strikeout tonight in her 4 innings of work. And puts her at 65 Ks. The season has been on fire and circle to start.
Yeah, she has. We worked hard this winter, making certain that the rise ball is a rise ball, and we worked hard on the curve balls and keeping them separate. Last year, she kind of turned them into the same pitch and would bring it down the middle too much. And in her speed, velocity is faster. And so now, if you can bend that ball 4 directions and then also change the speed, her changeup is really good this year. Mm-hmm. That's what really gets her going. And she gave up her first run of the season on a home run, and like we told her, she wasn't upset or nothing, but we told her, sometimes somebody's gonna put the ball in play, and she did.
Mm-hmm. That the first run you guys have allowed this season, but as it is, outscoring the opposition 52-1 in 4 games, not bad at all.
No, it isn't. The girls are really, they're focused. They're really focused, and they don't take anybody for granted. And I've had teams where it's easy to take advantage, and you can tell tonight we came in, they were focused, and that's what it's going to take day in, day out, to be focused before the game starts.
Well, it'll be at home the next 2 nights, taking on Remsen St. Mary's and East Sac County, respectively, and Saturday at the Cherokee Tournament. You get Akron Westfield that day, I see?
Yes, first game was Akron Westfield. Now it's a rotation with 3 teams. So we'll play them the first game and then play Cherokee our second game. So that's 2 really strong teams, and that's what we got to see.
And then we'll see you next Wednesday for the big one at Newell Fonda on Mix 101.7. Coach Dave Turnquist, thanks for the time. Congrats on the win. See you again soon.
Thanks for doing the game, Ryan.